Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How big of a threat are these hackers?
They're a significant threat already, and it's getting worse. One of the things that's going on is that nation states and cyber adversaries of the U.S., which include North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, are increasingly hacking into power utilities. And the fear is that they're trying to pre-position malware, which could take down parts of the grid in the event of a conflict. There are reasons why they wouldn't pull a switch on that, but the Biden administration is really moving to see if they can't increase the security of the grid so that doesn't happen.
What else are they targeting besides power structures?
You know, they're also, the administration is going to look at utilities generally. There was a kind of scary hack in Florida that hit a municipal water utility not too long ago, which really kind of startled people because the hackers were able to get into a system that added a particular kind of chemical into the water stream, which made the water dangerous. And the fact that you could do that as a hacker, that you could get in and manipulate water systems like that, it was sort of a wake-up call of we really have to try and protect utilities generally. They're also looking at gas pipelines as another one that they're going to try and increase the security around.
It's a little troubling that some of this stuff has already happened and we're now just making plans.
You know, I think that utilities would say they've been trying to do this all along, but it's always an issue of, like, whether it rises to the top of the pile in terms of worries for both the U.S. government and the utilities themselves. I think what the Biden administration is trying to do is make it, put it at the top of the pile, because I think the worry is that as hackers are getting more sophisticated and more aggressive, and we've seen very aggressive hacks from Russia and from China recently, that they really need to make this a priority because there's no time to fix it later.
Do you know what the White House is doing?
Yeah, the White House is basically putting together these action plans around each specific utility. And they start with, you know, what the government is really enjoys doing, which is create a 100-day sprint. And so they create a plan, and they have some basic things in the first 100 days. But the gist of the plan is to try and get utilities, which are private companies, like the government can't control what they do, to install better monitoring technology to pick up the hackers. And they install it in these very particular kinds of systems, which are called ICS systems, industrial control systems. And that's a bit of a trick, and it's very expensive. They're also trying to create some incentives to get them to do things like share information. So if one utility is hacked, that information is shared with the U.S. government so that they know that the hackers are targeting utilities. There's one other kind of element, which is to get the equipment that goes into the grid inspected for flaws or vulnerabilities that hackers can use. Like, those are the kind of three main components. And although that sounds relatively simple, it's these kinds of proposals have been tried before, and it's harder than you think.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!